Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we say thank you for showing forth, Father God, your salvation in our lives this day and every day from day to day. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Oh, 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 we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. God is not dead. He is alive. God is not dead. He is alive. God is not dead, but God is alive. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Father God, we say thank you for another day. Father God, we say thank you for one more day, Father. One more day of your love, your grace, your goodness, your mercies that woke us up this morning, Father. Oh, Father God, we bless you. We honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. How wonderful is your name, Father God, in all of the earth. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you this morning. Thank you that you woke us up this morning, Father. Oh, Father God, thank you that you are right here with us, Father God, when we laid down, right here with us when we woke up. Even during the midnight hour, Father God, fighting for us, protecting us, Father. Father God, from danger seen and unseen, protecting us, Father, from the death angel, protecting us, Father, from that fire that wanted to burn us down, that gas explosion that wanted to blow us up, that home invasion, Father God, that wanted to violate us, Father God. We want to say thank you, Father God, that we abide in your house. We abide in the house of the Lord. And Father God, if we abide in your house, you abide in our house. And Father, we cannot be separated. And Father God, we thank you for divine security. Oh, Father God, that comes from knowing you, from walking with you, from fellowshipping with you, and from obeying you. Father God, we come to say thank you. Father, we thank you for the liquid sunshine. Even right now, Father God, with the raindrops is pouring down, Father God. But even, Father God, in spite of that, Father, sometimes the rain tend to make us a little lethargic, Father God, a little sleepy, a little drowsy, a little lazy even, Father, but a little relaxful. Sometimes it's just relaxing, Father. We love to hear the raindrops fall on the window. Oh, Father God, we don't consider it lousy weather. We don't consider it bad weather, Father God, because it's weather that you send, Father. It's a day that you have made. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you that we can get up in it. We can hear it. We can walk in it. We can play in it, God. Whatever we want to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, as you lead us and as you guide us, Father. But we say thank you, Father, that we're here on this morning, Father God. Father God, hallelujah, when the world is sleeping in, Father God, and rightly so. Father, when you work all week, when you serve all week, Father God, sometimes you just want to take a day, Father God, and kick back. But Father God, we did not count it robbery, and we don't count it robbery, Father God, to get up, Father God, and even before the sun rises, Father God, to come together in this platform, Father God, of fellowshipping, Father God, this platform of honoring you, of reverencing you, of seeking you. We do not count it robbery, Father. Glory be to God. We just want to say thank you that we can come. Thank you that we have a place to come to. Father, thank you that the bills are paid. Father God, we just want to say thank you, God. We just want to say thank you. God, you brought us all week up to this present time. And Father God, we can't boast on tomorrow because tomorrow will take care of itself. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But Father God, we thank you that we're walking with you you, the creator of tomorrow. So thank you, Father. That's good enough for us, God. We can't ask for no more than that. Matter of fact, that's more, Father God, than what we deserve, Father God. But we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you. Thank you, God. So this morning, God, hallelujah, we just want to say we embrace the gifts of a brand new day. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. We love you for it. Father God, hallelujah. Now we surrender the day back over unto you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you and you alone will be glorified and your people will be edified. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Satan is always horrified, Father, when we wake up with our minds on you. Because if we wake up with our minds on you, that's the way the day is going to end, Father, with our minds on you. Regardless of how it go down, Father God, our minds will be on you. And we say thank you, thank you, and thank you. So, Father, we commit this day into your hands. We commit our lives in your hands, our families. Father God, this ministry, Father God, hallelujah, this service, Father God, we commit all things into your hands, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for new mercies. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you. We are very, 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 very truthfully, honestly grateful to you for every detail. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, 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 bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Top of the morning to you. Amen. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Amen to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We welcome all of our first-time listeners to our early morning services. Amen. Glory be to God. You have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table today. Glory be to God as the Holy Spirit serves breakfast. Amen. The breakfast for champions. And so we just are very, very, very grateful. We want you to know that we meet on this platform actually 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour. And then Sundays, amen, we're back at 12 o'clock. And we're just proud that the Lord can use us at this capacity. Amen. I don't know too many ministries that do 7 days a week, saints. I don't know too many ministries that do 7 days. I just don't know too many. They might be out there. I haven't met them. I haven't been acquainted with them as of yet. Glory be to God. And then we do 7 days, and we've been doing it faithfully for over 11 years. So, amen. I applaud the Holy Ghost. Amen. I applaud the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Jesus' name. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. It is my pleasure to serve as your host. Amen. On this beautiful morning. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rainy morning over here on the East Coast. And we thank God for the rain because we need the rain. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you've been enjoying our walk. Amen. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week. My God, my God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. I've just been meditating on all the beautiful elaborations. Amen. That have come forth this week. Amen. Glory be to God with the five daughters. amen, of Zalapi had, amen, glory be to God, who, amen, hallelujah, because of their robust self-esteem, amen, glory be to God, requested their inheritance. My God, and they received it. Amen, hallelujah. Females, back in those days, amen, the females, amen, wasn't counted into the inheritance. Amen, but I'm going to tell you one thing, they got theirs. Amen, why? Because they asked for it. Hallelujah, they asked for it, they believed God. Amen, and Moses told, God told Moses that the women speak right. My God, Jesus have mercy. Hallelujah, so we want to thank God. Amen for that. Amen. Hallelujah. All this week. Amen. Hallelujah. We've had some, the mother of Zebedee is still ringing out in my spirit. Hallelujah. With Pastor Charles. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For Orpah. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the story of Orpah. Amen. Hallelujah. The 10 virgins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the little nameless girl. Amen. That God used to send a naming. And naming. God is miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Just beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't know what the Lord is going to be saying. Amen. For next week. I don't know if we're going to take a break and go to the men or if we just continue with the women. And if we go switch over to the men, get a men, and then come back to the women. We don't know, amen, but we will know. Today, amen, glory be to God, amen, we're just flowing with the Holy Spirit, amen, just honoring Mother's Day, amen, mothers, 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 thank God for the mothers, glory be to God, hallelujah, mothers are a special, special breed, amen, special breed, amen, glory be to God, and amen. We have our brother Tyrone is going to come and give a tribute to the mother today. I believe our sister Gwendolyn, amen, may have a tribute. I think so. Amen. Hallelujah. We're probably going to open up the line also. Amen. In case you have something to say. Amen. And mothers are just wonderful. Amen. Father, we commit this service into your hands. Amen. And so Mother's Day, glory be to God, has been celebrated since the early 1900s, around 1905. And believe it or not, it was birthed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mother's Day was birthed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. Glory be to God. By a young lady, amen, with the last name of Jarvis, Anna M. Jarvis, amen, who loved her mother. I mean, this woman loved her mother, and that's the way it should be anyhow, loving your mother, honoring your mother. But her mother died. That's the Sunday her mother died. Her mother died on the second Sunday of May, glory be to God, in the year of 1905. Amen. Glory be to God. 83-year-old woman. Amen. Glory be to God. Blind. Amen. Hallelujah. Struggling. And so because of her love of her mother, one thing led to another, one thing led to another. Eventually, she wanted to honor that day. That's where the idea came in for Mother's Day. Eventually, Mrs. Jarvis, Anna Jarvis died. Amen. But then her daughter, amen, her daughter picked it up and they had a friend who was an attorney. And then the attorney got involved. And let me tell you something. Caucasian, now when our Caucasian brothers and sisters come together for a cause, they seem to get it done. They seem to get it done. Okay? And they got it done. Okay? And then Thomas, the card companies and Hallmark and all them made their contributions and financial contributions and rallying and legislation and did whatever they needed to do. Glory be to God. Mother's Day became official. Amen. Glory be to God. And that was back in the early 1900s, beloved. And so that's the overall story. Amen. You can do a little bit more research. I was just excited to know that Philadelphia was on the map, amen, pertaining, amen, to Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, that official day. But you see how the idea, and this was a woman, God used this woman, see, and now we have a holiday. See, you see what God can do through the life of one person? One person with an idea, one person with guts, one person with compassion, one person who refuses to give up, one person. And they said that this lady here died penniless. She spent all her money, amen, to make this a reality. But, beloved, it did come to pass, amen. And so that's the background on Mother's Day, in case some of you was wondering, how did this come up? Who's the person that's responsible for it? Well, that's her, Anna Jarvis. Amen. God bless her soul. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God, beloved. Amen. Because God chose women. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. To populate the earth. God chose woman. Amen. He even chose a woman, amen, for his son, amen, Jesus, amen, to enter into this earth. God chose a woman. Now, God didn't have to. Jesus could have just showed up one day, straight from heaven down the earth. He didn't have to come in through the womb of a woman. God could have did it any kind of way he wanted to do. He's God. Amen. But he chose for Jesus to enter this earth through the womb of a woman. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we want to thank God, amen, for motherhood. We want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for this is God's idea. It's God's idea. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And people look at sex as a nasty word. Glory be to God, and something that, you know, people don't want to talk about, you know, in church and communities openly, privately. It's, you know, but, you know, it's nothing nasty. Sex is not nasty, beloved. Glory be to God. Sex is holy, amen, because God is the one who instituted sex between a man and a woman. Glory be to God, in holy matrimony, because the bottom line is this. That's how we all got here. That's how we all got here. Let me help wake somebody up this morning, in case you haven't had your coffee or your tea. We all got here the same way. Mommy and daddy came together. See, this was God's idea. Amen. And so we thank God for the womb, amen, of the mother. Amen, and glory be to God. So, amen, I have a little poem myself that I found, but I'll do mine's last. Amen, glory be to God. I'll do mine's last if the Lord be willing. Amen. So at this time, amen, we want to thank God for Brother Reed. Amen. We want to thank God for him. Amen. Very outspoken, not ashamed of the gospel. Very well-spoken also. Glory be to God. And not ashamed, amen, to lift up Jesus, and not ashamed of his respect for women, amen, glory be to God. I've had a conversation about Brother Reed to another person, amen, and I had mentioned the fact that we was going to have some other conversations because I was talking to the Lord, and the matter of fact, I feel the Lord saying yes in reference to becoming deacon elect. Amen, which means he's been elected to, amen, to be ordained as a deacon. Of course, we have to, you know, go through some other things that, so we have a conversation. But one thing in that conversation, I said, one thing about Brother Tyrone Reed, he has a respect for women. And you don't find that among men a lot. You don't find that. They just don't respect the woman. Amen. You know, barefoot and pregnant, you know, barefoot and pregnant. And so not only men, you don't even find that among a lot of other women. Women don't even respect a lot of women. They respect the man. If the leader is a male, they'll give him more respect than they'll give the female leader. And so we know, amen, what that's tied to, beloved, and we're still breaking barriers, but we refuse to quit. Amen. So this morning, amen, our Brother Reed is going to, amen, come. He has a presentation, a reading, some words of honor to the women, amen, because mothers, we love you, okay? Maybe you never gave birth to a child, see, maybe in the natural. Men, let me say this to the men. We honoring mothers, but guess what? You have a womb in the spirit. Check this out. Jesus said he's married to the church. Well, if you a man, come on now. Jesus is not a homosexual. We come to tell the men that you have a spiritual womb. Amen. And so glory be to God, meaning that you can give birth to in the spirit. All right. So let us begin here on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Brother Reed, are you there?
Pastor, yes. If you don't mind, let's say it very quickly. When you mentioned how some women just don't love other women, it is so true. When those women voted for Trump over another woman. So when you said that, that touched my heart. Because they knew his history. And for him to get more women to vote for him than Miss Clinton, that just shows exactly what you just said.
Amen.
So, may I continue?
Absolutely.
Well, first, giving honor to God and Pastor, my bishop, ladies and gentlemen, all my prayer warriors, prayer partners. Today is just such a great day that I'm going to ask if you please and indulge with me, because my heart is very, very heavy simply for just what you just said, Pastor, for my love for women, because I've just had so many of them in my life that just lift me beyond being lifted. Many of my superiors and bosses were women, and there was nothing but great admiration and great love for each and every one of them. But, Pastor, I'm going to start with just asking God to allow me to say the right words today, because not only am I going to honor women, I want to put a little tribute to my cousin, Colin Reed Williams. And this young lady, she is one day less than a year older than me. Her birthday is the 24th, and she would have been 70 this year, as I will be 69 if God allowed me to see my birthday on the 23rd. And the reason why I just want to share this, because this sister is such a God-sent earth angel for what she did for her family, and believe me, it is huge. And for what she did for me, she may have been my cousin, but even though we were a year apart, she was more like an aunt. She was a motherly figure. I could walk in her house and get a meal. I can walk in her house and just the love just came from everywhere. And as I do this tribute to all the women, those who may not have had children themselves, but we know for a fact many of our ladies who have not had biological children have many, many godchildren or adopted children, because I know for a fact Miss Sherry Williams, Vonda's best friend, she took care of every child that came through our family tree as though she was their mama. And she is, as today, the godmother of all of them. So let me start by just going back to last year. I'm going back to Friday, May 7th, in our daily bread. And it says the right words. And I'm asking God for the right words. The right way. Finding ways to push us to another level. Pray for me, too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan. And that's Ephesians 6:19. And it's only as we deepen our roots in God's love, each day becoming more aware of our dependence on His grace, that we can begin to find the right words to share the incredible news of what He has done for us. Loving God, forgive me for far too often taking Your grace and goodness for granted. Help me to daily grasp in new ways the depth of Your grace and love. And help me find the right words to share what You've done. Yes, Father, I'm asking for the right words. And ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, in these days and time, we need to find the right words, because we have to speak for those who can't speak for themselves, and we have to speak for those who don't know our Father. And I'm going to, again, ask you to indulge with me as I just very quickly move on to Wednesday, May 4th, of our daily bread for this year. That was last year's daily bread of Friday, May 7th, 2021. And today, I'd like to share Wednesday, May 4th, 2022 daily bread. And it says, a heart for service. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God. And that's 2 Corinthians 9:13. And I'm using these daily breads to get our mindset for what I'm going to share for Mother's Day, because it is through God's grace his mercy, his glory, his love that lift us to the point where we can understand the significance of how important a mother is in our lives, a heart for service. We develop a heart for service by asking God to show us how to use the gift he has given us to benefit others. And that's 1 Peter 4:10. And this, we often many expressions of thanks to God for the abundance he has blessed us with, and that's 2 Corinthians, and I really need to have glasses on when I'm, 9:12. Says God, service isn't, let me reframe, go back again. Serving others was as important part of Jesus' ministry when he I'm trying to read without them. So let me just end with this here. Heavenly Father, I desire to make a difference in the life of others. Please give me a heart for service. May it be an act of praise and gratitude to you. So yes, as I said, I wanted to prepare us, lift our soul and prepare our mind for, again, the gracious gift and the many, many blessings for a mother. And this is a repeat. I shared this with you last year, May 6, 2021. The mothers all around me. God, thank you for mothers. Yes, the cradle of civilization, the essence of pure love. She knows how to hold you, color you, and caress you. She has that radiating sunshine that soothes you through and through. And no matter what, she's always there for you. God, what a phenomenal covering you have given to us. When you fall, she's always there to lift you up. And God, what a praiseworthy, God-anointing, spiritually induced gift of love we all enjoy unconditionally through the mothers all around me. We were blessed, well, I was blessed with three mothers. Mom Thelma, my biological mother, what a childhood. Mom Isabel, my dad's wife, what a motivating, what an encourager, what a God-sent push. Mom Senator, the late, great Roxanne Jones, an energizer, and love to serve, and love to serve for God's life, his light, and rights for all his children. Father, thank you for the family, the ministry, the community, and the world mothers. God, thank you for the mothers of the family, the ministry, the community, the world. God, thank you for the mothers. God, you have blessed us immensely with beautiful, sensational, God-filled ladies who have been everything for us. Yes, all things for us, and such a moving, heavenly, and mother way. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and God bless each and every one of you. And we thank you for your motherly love, your motherly care, and just being mom. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share that.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Reed. Amen. I approve your message. Amen. I approve your message this morning. Amen. A heart for service. A heart for service. I'm telling you that I think the only love, amen, higher than a mother's love is God's love. I truly believe that, amen, that there is no higher love than a mother's love. Amen. And so we want to thank God. We want to thank God for you sharing, brother, your heart, your love, your compassion. Amen. Glory be to God. And your love for women and your love for God and your love for all mankind. God bless you. Amen. And you have an awesome, glorious, victorious day in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Deacon elect. Amen. Brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Beloved mothers, women, amen. We prayed he felt that, because that was real. That was real. That came straight from the heart. That came straight from the heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Love for women. Amen. Sometimes you don't feel love. Sometimes you don't feel love. Amen. But you are loved. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I had a conversation with our sister Gwendolyn Richardson earlier this week. Amen. She had sent me over, amen, some special writings. Amen. I believe that she's prepared to read one of them today in tribute, amen, to our Mother's Day. Amen. Glory be to God. So we've heard from our brothers. So now let us hear from our sister on this morning and see if she's ready. If not, it's okay. Amen. We know how to keep it moving. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Minister Gwen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to give you the floor now for your expressions.
Yes, thank you so much. Good morning, Lord, and family, friends, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the wonderful Holy Spirit that moves within us, and thanking you in the beginning for Brother Tyrone Reed, and I know he's a poet also, God, and I just thank you so much as I hear his refreshed voice and manly voice, God, and it's a wonderful thing when men come stand before your people, and especially women, and I just thank God so much for him, as well as my husband and all men, because we including the men, because they have a mother also, and I thank God just for his grace, his mercy, and everything else that he stores upon his people. And as I was talking to Reverend Bradford, which I'm going to share first just a little story, my mother's name is Juanita Smith, and I'm the youngest of her four children, and she passed about 50-something years ago, and she passed a week before Mother's Day. So I was like 21, 22, 23, something like that at the age that she passed, and I truly didn't understand what was going on. But as I went through the years, and I think about 4 or 5 years afterward, I know I start growing in the Lord, and I know I like to write, and I know I love poetry. So God gave me just an uplift. He started me out writing for mothers. And this poem is many, but like she said, I could read one, but this one is special to me. Now, it's called Happy Mother's Day, and I got dedicated to, but I left it blank. So I'm asking as I read, and you can fill your name in and fill your mother's name in, or grandmom or aunt or whoever that you would like to be this poem dedicated to. Now, it's called Happy Mother's Day. A mother's love, a mother's love is more powerful than any atomic bomb. A mother's love is as called a breeze in the summertime. Her love is what cultivates the very essence of life, possession and protection that is sharper than any knife. For she will give her very best breath to her seed. Her love is manifested through her action, thoughts, and deeds. A mother's love have faced a many wicked storms, but she still stayed true to her nature and made sure that her future was born. A mother's love saturated in emotions that breed in her an unmatchable devotion. Supreme in the aspect of caring, her love is pure. When a child is sick, one rub from the fabric of her spirit brings the cure. Never will a mother's love fall apart, because for 9 months she protected and nourished life right under her heart. A mother's love, truly unconditional, as well as her loyalty and trust, given all of her undying support, is a guaranteed must. Through trials and errors, a mother's love teaches us values that makes us successful as we grow old. And even as adults, we still obey her instructions the minute we are told. Mother, I say to you that for all that you've done, I extend my sincere gratitude to you for all my success. For without your love, I would have failed all of life's simple tests. And I'm thanking God, too, as I was sitting there listening to Brother Reed, giving honor to Mary, our Lord and Savior's mother. I just thought about her and so many wonderful things that she taught her son. And God, you're just a wonderful God. And just being a woman, just being a mother, just being an aunt, just being anything that you have called us women to do, as well as men also. And you're just miraculous. And as Mother Day go on, I do want to dedicate that to the Miller family, Denise Miller, and their friend Tawanda, because I know their mom passed eight months ago. And Tawanda, their friend, which is family with them, she passed like 3 months ago. And I get real, real sentimental when I know mothers or whoever passed on, and I bring out these poetries and everything. Mom, how did you find the energy, Mom, to do all the things you did, to be a teacher, nurse, and counselor to me when I was a kid? How did you do it all, Mom? Be a chauffeur, cook, and friend, yet find time to be a playmate? I just can't comprehend. I see now it was love, Mom, that made you come whenever I call. You exhaustible love, your exhaustible love, Mom, and I thank you for it all. A mother comes with all different names. She's an aunt who loves worry and play. She's a teacher and help you guide you and set your aim. She's a sister who listens and cries and puts your worries at bay. She's a grandmother with warm cookies, hugs, and prayer, so you'll never stray. Yes, a mother does come with all kinds of names. Thank you to all mothers, women, for being a mother to someone's child, but most important, to his child. And I thank y'all. Y'all have a beautiful Mother's Day. My new word is have a blessed everything. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
Amen. And we know that's right. Amen. Because you have that spirit of love. And so we thank God for you. Amen. And beautiful Mother's Day poem. Amen. Creativity, expressions of love. Amen. For the mothers. Minister Gwen. Amen. That was absolutely beautiful. Amen. So we thank God for you and want to wish you a happy Mother's Day as well. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. Amen and amen. Amen. We want to thank God, beloved. The beautiful part about Mother's Day is, you know what? Even if you never gave birth to a child, we all came through a mother. Amen. Hallelujah. It could be a stepmother. Amen. An adopted mother. Amen. Look, you got nieces. You got nephews. Glory be to God. And then you have spiritual children. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want to celebrate all of the mothers. You know, I made a list of all of the women in this ministry, past, present, and future. And it was quite a few of them. And I was going to call everybody's name today, but I'm not going to call everybody's name. Amen. You know who you are. Amen. We just want to say, amen, that we just want to celebrate you. We want to celebrate you. Glory be to God as females. We want to celebrate you as women. We want to celebrate you as mothers. Glory be to God. Grandmothers. Some of you are even great grandmothers. Amen. We just want to, amen, say thank you, thank you, thank you. And then allowing me to be your spiritual mother. Amen. And I feel like, amen, I'm proud. I'm proud. I'm proud of my children. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank you for your prayers. Amen. I thank you for your love, your expressions. Amen. In Jesus' name, name by name and one by one. Amen. And that's the gifts are still coming in. So I'll make my full recognition on Monday. Amen. Give the weekend. Let the weekend pass. I do want to give special thanks to our elder Valerie Carte. Amen. She made a special trip to make sure that she gave me my Mother's Day gift one day last week. Amen. And I just want to thank God for her. And for our deacon, Hattie Cooper, the two of them that went out of their way to express Mother's Day love to me. Amen. Glory be to God. And I know Mother's Day is not over, but it was very impressive how they went out of their way to make sure, amen, that they just wanted to give me something. Amen. So I just want to give special thanks. Well, sometimes you get things, sometimes, beloved, and people never say thank you. They never say thank you. But y'all know I try to be very, very, very appreciative. Amen. But the way Sister Valerie threw that in, amen, I never saw it coming. I never saw it coming. Amen. And our Deacon Cooper, amen. And to all of you, amen, just want to thank God for you. We are praying even in the rain. Even in the rain, we don't know. It's supposed to stop raining tomorrow. But if it stop or if it don't, amen, we know that's liquid sunshine. And we pray that you would just enjoy your day. Glory be to God. Lord's willing, tomorrow I have an opportunity to spend time with my mama and my children and my grandchildren. It don't get no better than that. Amen. Glory be to God. And we will be having service. We'll be having service right here on Block Radio tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Amen. But I write poetry too. I do write poetry. I have a collection. I didn't pull it up last night. Amen. But going through, amen, some of my many books, I just found this little short poem, amen, written by Ralph T. Norlord. Amen. I thought I would just share on this morning. Amen. And it says, if I could live 10,000 years, it's called Mother Forever, Mother Forever. And it says, if I could live 10,000 years, I still would think of mother, remembering her smiles and tears and how we loved each other. Years cannot dim that vision bright. Count my dearest treasure. They only seem to shed more light upon her worth and measure. The Christian faith that through her shone is still my inspiration. The wisdom of her ways I own with more appreciation. If I could live 10,000 years, how think you, friend and brother, could I forget that dream that cheers and oft brings back my mother? Amen, amen, and amen. Happy Mother's Day. Glory be to God. Some of you may not have anyone, amen, to show you some love and give you some flowers, but here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, we want to give you your flowers now. We ask that you would receive them. Glory be to God. Give you a great big tight squeeze. Amen. Tell you that we love you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fix you a big fat meal. Amen. And tell you to enjoy it. Put your feet up. Amen. Glory be to God. And whatever is on your heart and mind to do, amen, on Mother's Day, maybe you want to watch a movie. Amen. Glory be to God. Do nothing. Get dressed up and go sit in the living room. Whatever you want to do, amen. We pray that God will grant you your heart's desire. So Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, God bless you. God bless you. Name by name, one by one. Name by name, one by one. Hear from Pastor Bradford. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. Even the Lord, I know it's not Father's Day. We love the fathers too. Amen. Because you know what? Some fathers are serving in the capacity, amen, of a mother. Amen. Look, God does. God said, when your mother and father forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. You have many single men raising their families. Yep, they're raising their children. That's right. Haven't taken on another wife yet. Huh? The wife got sick or whatever the case might be. Amen. So we just want to say happy, 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 happy Mother's Day. Amen. So we bless the Lord and to God be praised. Amen. I'm going to give the benediction and I'm going to open up the line. Amen. Just in case anybody would like to say anything to the other mothers. Amen. Of course, you're not obligated to say anything, but in case there's some expressions, amen. We want to thank you again, Brother Reed. Amen. Always, amen, a bright and shining star. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you again, Minister Gwendolyn. Amen. Always ready, willing, and able. Amen. Coming forth with the right attitude. That's the one thing about the two of you, Brother Reed and Sister Gwen. You always have the right attitude. You never come like you're tired, even though you might be. You never come grumbling, amen, glory be to God, but you always come lifting up Jesus and ready to serve. So God bless the two of you, amen, on today, amen. All right, and so all of you are my children, all of you are my children. I don't care. You say, well, I'm older than you. I don't care if you is older than me. You still my, in the spirit, I'm your mama, amen. And guess what? The same way your natural mama pray for you, I pray for you. Amen. And I thank you for praying for me. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, we say thank you for this time of a fellowship. Father God, the beautiful readings and sharings coming from Brother Reed and Father God, our Sister Gwendolyn. Father God, Richardson, God, we say thank you. Thank you, God. We felt that, God. We felt it. Father God, it was from their heart. And so, Father God, everything you give us is from your heart. And so, Father God, we just thank you for the love that is abounding. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this ministry. Father God, we thank you for all the lovely women, all the lovely mothers. Father God, we thank you for how we love one another, celebrate one another. I thank you for the surprise that our Sister Valerie Carty threw on me, Father God, and the beautiful gift. Father God, from her and Sister Hattie Cooper. Father God, thank you for the women. Father God, thank you for this weekend ahead of us, God. Those of us who have mothers, that we'll be able to speak to them, spend some time with them. Some, those of us whose mothers have gone on, we can cherish the beautiful memories of Father God. Those of us who have children, waiting on children, Father God, hallelujah, regardless of where we are, Father God, the most important thing is we know that we are your child. So, Father God, that's the only thing that counts now and will ever count, Father, in Jesus' name. We love you. We bless you. Give us a good weekend, Father God. Looking forward to our services tomorrow, Father God, at 12 noon. And then back next week. Back next week, Father God, we thank you. Father God, as we continue on, we're waiting for direction from you. If we're going to stay with the women for a little bit longer and then switch to the men, but either way, we're going to stay right here until we cover all the men and women of the Bible, regardless of how you want to break it up, Father. And we just say thank you for the lessons learned thus far. We say thank you. God, we pray for the mothers that's sick today, the mothers that's weary, the mothers that's weeping, the mothers that's lonely, the mother that just lost their child. We pray for Sister Brenda Murray, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, her first mother, a Mother's Day without, Father God, her son. Father God, in the name, we pray for Sister Valerie Carte, Father God, who lost her son. Oh, Father God, these mothers that had to bury their children. Our Sister Amitris, Father God, who had to bury her son. Father God, these women, our brother Tyrone Reed, that had to bury, Father God, his grandchildren, Father God, and nephews and nieces, Father God. We pray, Father God, for every man, every woman, Father God, hallelujah, that have experienced some type of grief, some type of sorrow, Father God, pertaining to motherhood, pertaining to parenthood, pertaining. We pray for those who this is going to be the first Mother's Day without their a mother, Father God. Or even if it's the second or the third, you never, it could be the 10th, the 20th. You never forget Mama. We will always love our mother. So, Father God, this is a joyous time, but yet it's a sad weekend. But, God, we don't want it to be sad. God, we just want to remember the good times and for believe that our former parents are with you and the place that we're going to be, Father God. We're with you right now. But when life is over, we'll be with you, and we will be with those who have gone on before us, Father God, including those whose mothers have transitioned. Sister Tina Dobbs, Father God, Father God, I think this is her first year without her mother, Father God. Our minister, Stell Martin, Father God, her first year without her mother, Father God, and the list goes on and on and on. And so we pray for these men and women and these boys and girls. We pray for them, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray for them. And Father, for those of us who still have our mother, help us to love them and honor them as though this is the last year we might be with them. Because the truth of the matter is we don't know. We don't know, Father. You might call them home. You might call us home. You might come back and gather the whole church. We don't know what you're going to do. So we say thank you. So, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Hallelujah. We cancel every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer now, Father God, by the word, God, and the Spirit. Glory be to the living God, and declare the lordship of Jesus. As we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Again, happy Mother's Day, mothers. Amen. Ministry partners. Amen. Lottie Dottie, everybody. Even to our listening audience across the globe, happy Mother's Day to your mothers. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We'll be back tomorrow for our service, and then kicking back off on Monday, Lord's willing, if the Lord says so. Pastor Frieda signing out. And we have the lines open. Amen. A short fellowship. if you desire to communicate mm-hmm. among one another.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes. God bless.
Amen. Lord, good morning. Lord, to God be the glory. I'm giving God all glory, honor, and praise. I'm thanking him mm-hmm. for another day with brand new mercies I see. To God mm-hmm. be the glory. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Apostle Bradford,
yeah.
and your mom
yeah.
and your daughter.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. to God be the glory. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. All the mothers,
yeah.
not just on the line, but around the globe. This is Sister Kathy
mm-hmm.
calling out of Williamsport. I'm preparing to go to a dinner today at my church that the men have prepared for the women for Mother's Day. So I'm very excited about that also. I thank and praise
mm-hmm.
God I had the opportunity to hear Brother Tyrone. Oh, he is
mm-hmm.
my brother in the Lord. I
mm-hmm.
thank him. And I thank Minister
mm-hmm.
Gwen for her reading.
Mm-hmm.
It was so uplifting. My mom passed away 10 years ago. She passed
yeah.
away in 2011,
yeah.
6 months after
yeah.
my brother. My mom was very
yeah.
sick, and she was tired, and she wanted to go
yeah.
on to be with the Lord. She knew the Lord
yeah.
to pardon up her sins, and she knew I would
mm-hmm.
be there with her. So when my mom stayed in the
mm-hmm.
nursing home in her on her dying bed, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there with her, and she knew I was there, and she knew
mm-hmm.
I loved her so much. And it had been some rough and bumpy times we had throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay
yes.
because she loved us the best way she knew how. And she had gone
mm-hmm.
through a lot of trauma and things through her life. So she loved us
mm-hmm.
the best she knew how.
Bless.
But then God also blessed me with a cousin mother. Now, my mother's
mm-hmm.
name was Wanda. My mother's Wanda Romaine and Lockwood. And God
mm-hmm.
blessed me with Mother Naomi, who's my cousin,
mm-hmm.
which is my cousin mother. And so many years, she and I had a relationship. I would go and visit her, stay with her. It didn't matter. I was
mm-hmm.
her child. And I just thank and praise God for her being a blessing to me. So then, as I was hearing one day, Pastor, when you said that we ought to adopt a senior. So I adopted my senior is my mother-in-law. I'm sorry. She's an aunt-in-law. She is my husband's
mm-hmm.
aunt, and her name is Loretta Willett, and then she lives in Maryland, and she's in a nursing home. But we talk
mm-hmm.
almost every day. She knows I'm very
mm-hmm.
concerned about her. The first opportunity I get, and God willing, I'll be going to visit with her. She's 85 years old, and
mm-hmm.
but she's beautiful, and she's a calm spirit. And I just thank and praise God for all the women that he had placed in
mm-hmm.
my life who really nurtured me and also
mm-hmm.
groomed me and helped me to be the woman that I am in Jesus, because these were godly
mm-hmm.
women, and now I can be a godly woman and continue to carry out their legacy. So I thank and praise the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, who is helping
mm-hmm.
me grow gracefully in the Word of God. And you challenge
yes.
me, and I tell you, taking me out of my comfort zone. So I'm reading more, I'm praying
mm-hmm.
more, and I'm just loving on
mm-hmm.
God all the most. So I thank God for this day, and I thank him for all the mothers. Pastor Bradford,
mm-hmm.
thank you so much. God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Yes. Bless her.
Woo.
Jesus, yes.
What is a mother? Someone who cares. Someone who loves us each day of the year. Someone who gives all her love to her child. Someone that can take heartache with a smile. She gives a love that will never, 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 ever die. A mother is someone who cares for you and I. A mother. My prayer for all the mothers I did you have a wonderful day. My greatest memory of my mother Mary Eliza Rogers is that before I left her, I would give her a kiss. So I feel that I'm her most blessed child because I spend a lot of time with her. And if I forgot to kiss her, I would come all the way back. Because I said, Mom, I didn't get my kiss. So I got all the kisses that they missed. And I can just sit back and think, I kissed her so much. And then every now and then, Tom would kiss me on my lips. And I treasured those golden diamond kisses that I got from my mother. So kiss your moms more.
Amen.
Because when you are sitting now and they be gone, you'll think about those good kisses that you got. And it will last the rest of your lives.
Amen.
Our mother, peace and grace be with you.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
I'm sorry, Pastor. This is Kathy again, and I don't want to be remiss. I thank God that I'm a mother because of my daughter, and I thank God for my daughter, who is a mother to her five children, and she's a great mother, and she's also a mother who's doing this alone. So to God be the glory. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. God bless your daughter.
Yes. Pastor Bradford, this is Sister Gwendolyn again. I just wanted to tell everybody on the prayer line that I can, because I knew I was telling your mom, Reverend Westfield, and Sister Joannis, and Sister Estelle, Minister Estelle, these poems that I have, is it possible if you give me your phone numbers and I can send it on the line for you?
Okay, well,
I'm sure everybody
have your number, and if they don't have your number, they can just call me, thanks, or text me, and it's okay. I'll give them your telephone number, Sister Gwen, and then she says she can text you over the poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we'll do it that way, so you don't have to put your telephone number out on the global air. Amen.
Give it to them. This is my dear sisters and brothers. I love you again and again and again. And I did think of you, Sister Estelle, and so many others I have spoken on the phone and personally with. But my number is 215-533-1535. And just to say this one thing again, I used to give Mother's Day cards out and stuff like that. But I really posted these poems that I write. I've taken, get them Xerox and the 8x10, and I put them in frames. I put diamonds on it and whatever, whatever. So when you do look, it can go on your mantelpiece or whatever you have it to be or go. And I just love God for that, that when I do give these poems out, I know what it does for me. And I love the poems that Sister Joannis write. And I love that poem that you said this morning, Pastor Bradford. I love what you said, Tyrone, and I wish I could get y'all. So, because I'm telling you, I love poetry, and it goes to my heart. It reminds me of things that God has told us. And some people don't like poetry, I know. But I love poetry. So if you want me to add something, give it to me. I'll take it.
God bless you. Amen, amen. God bless you too. Amen. All right, all right. If everybody has spoken, yes, good morning.
Good morning, everybody, Sister Darlene. I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. And I always love my mama. She's my favorite. I always love my mama. She brought me in this world. The mother love so special. It's something that you can't describe. is the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. She taught you little things like saying hello and thank you, please. Her scrubbing the floors on her hands and her knees. Always my mama. She's my favorite girl. You only get one. You only get one. Yeah. Always my mama. She brought me in this. I'm talking about mama.
Little
mama. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. I miss my mother, even though she was glory. But I thank God that God allowed me to be a mother. I say thank you, God, to sit in the seat to feel what a mother is, what a mother's responsibility. A mother's job is never done. God, I say thank you, God, because when he made a woman, he made a powerful tool right there. Our job is never done. We can multitask. We the doctor. We the teacher. We the lawyer. We the referee. I just want to say thank God. Thank you. Thank you for creating woman. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the line, the mothers that's not on the line. Happy Mother's Day like never before.
Yeah.
I say, job is never done. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Pastor Bradford.
Thank you, Minister Darlene. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you. Amen. Blessing. Amen. One of my favorite songs, I Always Love My Mama. She's my favorite girl. Amen. Beautiful words. Beautiful music. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I have to give my shout out. First of all, to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Got to give my shout out. Hallelujah. Thanking and praising him for Apostle Dr. Pastor Bradford. Happy Mother's Day. Yes. God giving you to be a vessel for his people. Yes. You are a mother of God's people. Amen. And for the ones to come in. So we do give God glory for you and all that you do. You are a special mother. Amen. Thanking and praising God for your mother. Hallelujah. Your children and their children. And just thanking and praise God for each and every prayer partner on, off the line, for everyone that lifts up your arms. You know, just thanking and praising God for Jesus because, you know, he is whatever we need him to be. If you need him to be a mother. Yes, I need him to be a mother because my mother was ready to go, and she went on over to the other side ready, and that's a blessing right there. She was ready to go, and God granted her. We would pray and say, you can't go until, you know, until it's your time. And she had to give me those words back before she left that your husband couldn't go if it wasn't his time. So I just thank and praise God for a heritage of my people loved God and they were people. You know, we're family that serve other people, even though we have natural family members, but we're family that serve others. And yes, our life, yes, we have to not, we're not selfish. We can't be selfish because God put that in us to care for someone other than our own. Because, you know, in the flesh, it's easy to think about me and mine, but in the spirit, you know, I think about everybody, and I just thank and praise God for, you know, my mother showing me how to be a mother, you know, how to be that keeper, caregiver, because that's what we become, caregivers and keepers. You know, I thank and praise him that she showed me how to be a woman, you know, and not a child, because so many are in a body looking like an adult, and they're not. They're still children. But I thank and praise God for every elder. You know, they were mentors. Back in the day, you were mentored by your community. Those mothers, I can never forget those mothers.
You know, even when God began to reel me in, he used a mentor to show me how to be a minister of the gospel. You know, and prayer is definitely the top ingredient. Prayer, pray, pray. And God said we should always pray and not faint. And as I shared on the prayer last night, how Louise Williams, you know, I listened to her for years and years on Sunday morning show. She's on 900 a.m. on Sundays now. She's been doing it, what, 50, 60 years? And I thank God. She said, you know, she prays every hour, you know, every hour and hour she prays on Sunday morning. And it just hit my spirit that we should be praying, you know, every hour on the hour, because, you know, we're busy people. Mm-hmm. We're so busy today. It's so much. And then we're being pulled here, pulled there, pulled everywhere. You know, even when we desire to be quiet, to be still, you know, it could be something come up. It's an emergency you need to do. You know, even when I'm representing my father, I don't mind. I don't mind. Mm-hmm. But I say all that to say happy, happy, happy Mother's Day to each and every mother, each and every auntie, each and every niece. Mm-hmm. Because like you say, you don't always be that one that births the person, but God makes mm-hmm. us mothers. And I just thank mm-hmm. and praise God for each and every one. Minister Gwen, thank mm-hmm. you. Yes, I want your poems. Because, you know, that's another vehicle God used to touch people. My sister, well, we met in school. We graduated together. Evangelist Johnson, mm-hmm. yes, she mm-hmm. writes as well. And she did a poem at her sister's funeral on Tuesday, and everyone was at all. They just was, you know, she said she upset the whole place. Yes, God has a message in the poetry, and whoever mm-hmm. don't like it, then that's their business.
Yeah.
Because that is a tool and a vessel that God is using in these last days. I love each and every one of you, yes, and I hope you'll be surprised with your sock off. I always tell mine lately, give me mandatory gifts. And they, some say, oh, well, don't tell them what to do. I say, yes, I'm going to tell them what I want because I don't need them to buy this and that. And I'll do that for myself. So I'm just looking for
right.
mandatory gifts. Amen. I love each and every one of you guys. And Apostle Dr. Bradford, I thank God for you. And keep on being about your Father's business. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you, Elder. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
You said, show me the money. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Your day is beautiful. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else before we conclude the call?
That's awesome.
All right. And thank God. Amen. For those of you who did share, amen. I see the numbers, so we have quite a few people on the line, but that's all right. We never make it mandatory for you to speak. Sometimes you just want to listen. Amen. So we just thank you for being here, not just today, but every day. Amen. I love you guys. I love you. I say guys, but you know, I love you men and women. Amen.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for allowing me to be your mama.
Glory be to God.
All right. So walk through the raindrops now. Don't let rain melt up some sugar. All right. So don't melt up out there today. All right, y'all. Now come on, cover up real quick.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus. Amen. You're a special group of people, and I just want to thank God for the privilege and the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
Think about it, but I want you to speak kind words to me. Everyone.
walking the blessing, mothers, because the blessing manifestation is already here. God bless you.